Stuart. Congratulations. How good does that feel today?
It's been a while coming. I just said to the players there, we started so well, and then to go one goal down against the run of play. It's been a long while since we've, I think, conceded a goal from a set play. So that's disappointing. But the response we got, credit to the players. And then the second half, when Stevie May gets the little touch on the cross, hits one post, hits another post, and I'm looking straight away at the lines when he's put the flag up. So we didn't get that little bit of rubber of the luck of last week at Huddersfield, but today, the sheer effort, commitment, closing down from the front, fantastic win against a very good side.
How significant was it that you scored a minute afterwards? Because if it lingers, if it gets to half time at 1-0, it could be harder to come back. But you, to get that instant goal, how significant was that?
Well, again, I don't think Wigan were in our half that much. They were set up to counter attackers. They've got some quick players, and but I thought we coped with it very well. And then it just comes from a stupid throw, they end up winning the corner, and just one lapse of concentration just shows it how quickly a game can change. You want a response straight away, but we were playing well, and everybody was at it. So to get the goal, Stevie May's not panicked. He's picked his spot, just rolled it into the goal. And I thoroughly thought we deserved the win. We could have maybe picked them off, because in the end they were just chasing to try and get back into the game. But we had two or three opportunities. Just that final ball again that just let us down.
How pleased are you for Stevie May to get a couple of goals today?
Well, I work with him every day, and I don't think there's many forwards that are going to cover the amount of distance that he does. But today he was Johnny on the spot. He's in the 18-yard box, where we know if we can create chances for him. He's got that calmness, he's put one in his right foot, and he's got a header, so, and it's great to get a home win in front of the fans as well.
Yeah, it had been a long time coming, but the calmness you mentioned there with Stevie May, that first goal, I mean, some players might have panicked a little bit, and he was very composed, wasn't he? It was a very calm finish.
Well, that's why we brought him to the football club. He got 27 goals last season, and you need that calmness, and whether it's coincidence or what, we were at the stadium on Thursday, practicing finishing at both ends, so hopefully that's helped him today. But every one of the players deserves credit. We defended from the front. I thought the back four were fantastic. Jeremy Lann at left back up against the boy Manaman, Liam Palmer against the boy McLean, and then obviously Glenn Lubens and Tom Lees. Unusual for us to concede a goal, but like you say, it was the response that I got after to get back in straight away, and against a very good side who were. We'll probably put a run together under Malky, but it's a good 3 points, a good dressing room at this moment as well.
Do you think this result and the performance and the way that it all unfolded will help you go on a run now, a positive one?
Well, I just challenged the players there. I said, look, let's now build on this. Let's go to Blackburn on Saturday. The pleasing thing is now you're not saying to me that you haven't won in 10 games. I can turn around and say now I think we're unbeaten in four.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? That it's funny how a run can change very quickly like that, because you are getting the draws. If you can add wins to it, it doesn't look like a bad run anymore, does it?
Well, of course. If you'd said to me, like I said earlier in the week, if you'd said to me, Donny, we lost four games in 19, I'd have snapped your end off at the start of the season. But I didn't realise there was going to be 10 draws. But we know we've thrown points away. We've had winning opportunities where we couldn't kill teams off. What I've got to compliment the players today was the character they've shown to go 1-0 down at home when we've been on a bad run and we haven't scored a goal, to get back in so soon. And then again, the pleasing thing, and I'm really pleased, is the effort, the commitment. And we just said there to the players that's one for the fans, because the fans have stuck by us. They can see the effort and the commitment the players are putting in. But it's going to be an enjoyable 3 points.
How much do you think that helped you get this result today? The fans haven't turned at all. Fans have turned in the past when results haven't gone the way of this team. They haven't done that this time.
Well, you can't fool fans. You can't pull any wool over their eyes. If they don't see anybody at it closing down, I think there was three or four balls, Chris Maguire, Royston Drenthe, Stevie May closed down. And they're not goal-scoring opportunities. They're not chances created. But that's just sheer effort and commitment. And that's what the fans want. And that's all I keep saying to the players. If we fail, we fail on ability rather than lack of application. And not one player has failed on application all the way through the season. We probably had a bit of a blip against Bournemouth. That was probably the only game.
It was a very competitive game, and your team very competitive. At half-time, there was a slight clash between Kieran Westwood and Chris Maguire. One, what was that all about? And I'm just wondering, do you kind of like that kind of thing? You know, if they're coming off and they're not satisfied with each other's performance, is that a good thing?
Well, I'm a great believer in... one thing I don't want to do is confrontation, but if somebody's not pulling the weight, I actually don't know any of the details what you just mentioned there, but they're having a bit of a bark and a row in the dressing room, and probably my team talk at half time is because look, everybody cares, and we all wanted that win, and like I say, we've got that win now. Now we've got to build on it. We've got to go to Blackburn and get a win on Saturday as well.
I suppose the only negative is Semedo got a book in. He's going to be suspended, and you've not got a lot of healthy bodies in central midfield. I mean, you brought Lewis McGugan in, but that's going to be a loss, isn't it?
Let me enjoy the win.
Sorry, I'm sorry
Yeah,
to
let me
bring you back
enjoy the
down to
win.
earth with a
Yeah,
bang,
I'll
but
enjoy the win.
I mean, I just wonder, because Kieran Lee, is he 100% at the moment? Can he come in and if you need him to now?
He's going to probably feature in the 21 game on Monday against Huddersfield, so we need to get some football in him. But like I say, I'll pick 11, and if they put that effort, that commitment in, like I say, if we lose, we lose on ability rather than a lack of application.
I see Paul Corrie on the bench as well. How close was he to going out on loan? Because he was quite vocal on Twitter about his frustration of not being able to go out on loan. So how close was that? And is he very much part of your plans moving forward?
Well, you just have to look. If he's making the bench, that just shows how the depth of the squad I've got at the moment. We've got far too many in the treatment room. We've just lost Semedo. So the most important thing is he's a Sheffield Wednesday player. No, nobody else's player is our Sheffield Wednesday player.
Gary Medine is going to stay at Coventry now. How close were you to perhaps recalling him, given you didn't get anybody fresh in on deadline day on Thursday?
Yeah, well, having Lavs back today, I thought at one point that I was going to maybe get Lavs on probably with 25, 30 minutes to go. But in the end, the boys that are out there, they've got to make my decision difficult to get the substitutes on. And like I say, every one of them has put an unbelievable shift in. So at the moment, having Lavs back is like a new signing. And one thing we do know, we've got Gary on a 24-hour recall.
Can you enjoy a win like this? Do you have to, as a manager, do you just immediately look to the next game, or can you afford to just have a bit of an enjoyment tonight and maybe just have a glass of wine or something?
I enjoy goals being scored. I enjoy the celebration where you could see what it means to the players. I enjoy the fans seeing the goals going eventually. I knew it would come because I'm working with good players. But the pleasing thing is that feel good factor in the dressing room when we know we've probably done enough to win a game. Today, like I say, we earned the game, earned the win, but it was a deserved 3 points today.
Congrats on your four-game unbeaten run, Stuart.
Let's hope it's five.